Good evening and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. It is Monday, the 19th of August 2019. Tonight's topic is Mommy, Daddy, can I date? Would you allow your 14-year-old son or daughter to date? What's the reason for your answer? When should children be allowed to date? Should they even be allowed to date? Join me, Joel Frank, your host, as we discuss this topic tonight. Hope you get a nice weekend. I have a few messages in here, and some of them have made me laugh already. Remember when we were teenagers and the things we did? Do you really think that you should allow your teenage son or daughter at 14 years old or maybe a little older to date? I mean, I remember as a child growing up, I don't think I dated. As a teenager coming up, I don't think I dated. I would more than likely, more often than not, line with children my age on the park, you know, leaving high school, coming home in the afternoon. A group of you get together in Lime or you go someplace, but as a one-on-one date, I don't think that ever happened. I mean, I might tell a girl, well, look, well, I come into the fair this Saturday and, you know, I'll meet you at the fair. But that wasn't much of a date because it's the school fair, and at the end of the day, your parents expecting you home back at a certain time, and, you know, I mean, there are opportunities at the school fair to do some things that are not necessarily school related, but I wasn't much of a dater coming up in high school. So let's talk about it. Let's read these messages and voice notes, hear what these people have to say. Oh, one question you won't ever have to ask yourself is whether or not you should go down to Diamond Optical to get your eyes tested and to get your glasses fixed or set. Diamond Optical has their back-to-school promotion on, their summer sale. 20% off all glasses for teachers and students. Free strings for students. Free contact lens giveaway. They are located in the City Mall on Lot 112 Regent Street, border Georgetown on the third floor. Telephone number 650-9559. 665-9559 or 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. I want to thank the folks over at Diamond Optical for sponsoring this podcast, and I'm going to encourage you guys to head on over to Diamond Optical and get your spectacles all sorted out. They supported the Voice Note Files podcast, so support Diamond Optical as well. Just bear with me tonight, I'm not as prepared as I was for the last podcast. I've been a little busy and fluttered over the weekend. So yeah, I just shared a link to the live broadcast. Let's get into it. Let's hear the first voice note and then we'll go through some messages. And you know how we do it, how I normally do it. After the half hour mark, you'll hear my thoughts on the topic. So stay tuned. Here comes your first voice note.
I remember them days. Now I hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine.
Pertaining to tonight's topic, whether or not I would allow my 14-year-old son or daughter to be a problem, I think you should allow your children a bit of freedom. But they, in return, they have to respect the fact that there will be rules attached to this freedom. And once there's communication, I don't think there should be much of a problem. Liberty of the child and the trust involved. I don't think there should be an age specifically, because everybody matures differently. You know, some children might not even want to go out or might not find those things very interesting. But there are the few children who would want to experience certain things. And as a parent, I don't think you should neglect your children in that regard or prevent them from certain experiences. But everything in moderation.
Okay, so for argument's sake, you have a very mature 14-year-old girl. Are you going to let her date? Alright, so while we wait on that guy to respond to that voice note message there, let's have some music and move into some of the written responses that have come in.
I remember when was Republic, everybody used to participate.
For real.
Was the private sector, the government, and the rebels to the gate. We used to represent for all the colors, every nation, culture, and creed. Was one people.
Alright, so Dom came in with a response. Dom says, hell no. I know what I did when I was 14. So she is not allowing that. Alright, Dom. Thank you very much for your contribution tonight. Let me just rephrase that. Let me just read verbatim what she has here. She says, oh, hell no. They had better be chaperones, and the 14-year-old better be in the line of sight. I don't care how mature they are. I was 14 once, and I know what I did. Nope. All right, Dom, thanks a lot for coming through with that text message response there. Moving on to another one.
Organizer don't care. You see everybody on the side like cricket. They should all get parking ticket. And the music, I can't even take it. You want to hear how the writers make it? Boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. That is the song, my girl rocket.
So Jalicia came in with a text message response. She says, my answer is no, that's all. I proceeded to ask Jalicia, so what age you think they should start dating at? And she said she'd allow 16. 16 in Guyana is the age of sexual consent. So I could understand the reasoning behind 16. And by 16, most teenagers are just out or preparing to leave high school. So alright, I could understand the rationale behind that. You know, I'm all for supporting your children in their endeavors and everything, but I'm still anxiously awaiting that that first responder to send in back his voice note in response to what I asked. 14, you like 3 years out of primary school. Let me keep what I think for after the half hour mark. I don't want to spoil the show for you guys and give you my opinion right off the bat.
The people don't like white. Well, let me leave them stupid people in the corner and all the Guyanese unite. Well, if you see me in a nice party, I'm not going to wipe on me. I don't care if she black or she white, Indian, American, or Puerto Rico. We don't want race,
only ways.
We don't want race,
only ways.
We don't want race,
only ways.
We don't
to watch race.
Holy way.
Give me the drum and the bass.
Holy way.
Big place is.
Holy way.
Kiki came in with a text message response. She says, no, I wouldn't. That's too young. They should focus on their schoolwork at that age, not boyfriend or girlfriend. I asked Kiki, I said, okay, so what age would you allow your children to date at? She responded that she would allow them to date when they're out of their teens. I asked if we were looking at our 20s. She said, yes, I had to wait, so they have to too. All right, Kiki, thank you very much for coming in with your contributions. You know, some of us were some real pieces of work at 14. Would you like for your daughter or your son to date your 14-year-old self? Ooh, that's a tough question, boy. That's a tough question. Some of us did some things in our teenage years, huh? I like Kiki's contribution for the reason that she is leaning toward having them focus on their schoolwork. Particularly today, where Guyana is set to explode with all attention and all these things. A sound education is almost as indispensable as the air you breathe itself, you know? So I like the fact that she's thinking along those lines, so yeah.
I don't care if she black or she white, Indian, I'm a Indian or Puerto Rico. We don't want race,
holy race.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
holy race.
Big race is,
holy race.
Step in the place,
holy race.
Yo, Joey, you know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen, on my heart.
People them fighting power, people them fighting faith.
People that say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but among the I've heard, it's too numerous to mention. Yeah.
This place is crazy. All is...
There is likely going to be a lot of music in tonight's segment. Because I did not get to prepare as I should for the podcast. I was extremely busy this weekend doing all my other things. But necessary things, huh? So I will ask your indulgence.
You're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your landphone. You're answering the phone, but you can't hear what they say. Your next nigga knocks, hey, where's the way there? Sometime I just wonder if people stupid, because if you call my landline, we expect me to be. And don't bring the blasted call forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, the song like complete stupidness. They just call you cell phone and ask you, who is this like? Me and the brethren was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman or so. Guyana. So when the fun pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say he's a farmer, you ever plant banana? But then my brethren go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you paint and you're gonna paint soon. A wild fox is something, you ever paint a tomb? It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
A night I saw something that really made me ponder. George Bush go on stage and shake off Stevie Wonder. Well then I realized that the world crazy. How you gonna shake off a blind man expecting to see? Well this one is a completely different story. I ever tell you about the sweet girl who tried to rob me? Call me and tell me how she needs some money. Well the first thing, I don't believe a stupid story. She tell me how she want buy back she TV. How the current passing and it blows she icy. I just tell you on the phone, you bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions.
other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop a waro. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen nobody climbing a waro tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop, cause if you pick it or it fall, it got to drop. Let me tell you about big time illiteracy, and you gonna tell me if this country is really crazy. Some people that say things like to make you cuss, like me and my girlfriend waiting on a minibus. A bus pull up, it completely empty. She gonna ask the conductor, you got space a week? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions, yeah. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. No, it's like a big bunch who do the step on TV. Well, he always promoting somebody party, and when you miss it, he using redundancy. If you call me, you get a free complimentary. I don't know if it's E or illiteracy, but if it's complimentary, it's an already free. Some people, they see people with big, big belly and go up to them and say, hey, you getting baby? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions, this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions, this place is crazy.
Alright, just letting you know that I'm still here. Right, tonight we're gonna have lots of music. This might be a music cast rather than a podcast. Like I said, I didn't get to prepare much for tonight's episode, so do forgive me and I beg your indulgence.
All of the bands in time on the road, when the day that the band is time on the road. But we go into the street, see the boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street, and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street, and somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame band them turn up the heat, to tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road, for the day that the band is dying on the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road, for the day that the band is dying on the road.
We are literally subscribers away from 100. I want to thank all of you that have been with the Voice No First podcast for the last month. We recently just celebrated our 1 month anniversary. Oh, Jalicia has just come in with another text message. She says, no sex is allowed during this dating period, so let's get that straight and out of the way. Alright, Jalicia, that I can appreciate. I can really appreciate that. So I'm guessing then that they would be chaperoned. There would be some adults present with them. Yes, we just celebrated our 1 month anniversary, so I'd like to thank all of you for sticking with us. And do tell your friends and your family about the show. Tonight's show is probably not going to be the best show. It's unscripted. It's going to be lots of music, because I even got the topic out to you guys later. I mean, those of you who would have listened to last episode Friday would have known that this topic was coming, but the wider viewership, listenership of the Voice Note First podcast did not know, because the topic image was not out. It literally just came home and did that and sent it out, so people did not get a lot of time to read their messages and to see their notifications. So again, I do apologize for that.
Shake up your bumper, tell a gal, tell a gal, tell a gal, tell a gal, move. If you can't gyrate, I rule at the bumper. try to leave the dance floor. And when you start whining, stand up and wait. Wait, huh. Calculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn.
So our first commenter is back with a voice note message. I'm gonna let you hear that right.
Turn it around. If it's your life, find you. Turn it around.
Missing your man, never mind.
I guess it depends on, I mean, she knows what it's by. I mean, it's got to be somebody I know, maybe a friend, and I at least have to know where they're going. Like I said, there are varying circumstances that come into play with regards to making those decisions, but the child is mature, you have trust. I guess, I mean, you can't lock them up forever, so I guess you got to know how they would react to a little bit of freedom.
All right, so he says here, we gotta know how to react to a little bit of freedom. So this is going to be like a test case, for lack of a better word, or lack of a better phrase, into how the child would behave when given certain privileges. But one could argue that you could test the child's reaction with other things, like probably freedom of movement in terms of a lax-ish curfew, you know, above 7 o'clock they can get home and that kind of stuff. But I guess that could end up in a dating situation also, so you do have somewhat of a point there. Thank you very much for your contribution. Good night.
I get dizzy when the bumper is shaking. No silicone, no inflating. When the girl in the dance, her eye penetrating, anticipating, waiting. Only natural bumper I am dating. Look at the haters stand up and hating. Look at the man on my line up. Anytime you wind up, what you want contemplating? Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look at my dad behind you, turn it around. If it's your life, find you, turn it around. I say your man on my mind you, turn it around. Half of them want sign you, turn it around. When the grass is behind you, turn it around. Father got him design you. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell her, move. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell her, move. If she can't gyrate, you got the bumper, man, appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up. Wait, recalculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine milkshake. Hold on. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it's your life, find you, turn it around. Missing your man, never mind you, turn it around. Half of them want sign you, turn it around. Hold the crosses behind you, turn it around. Father got him design you, turn it around.
Ken. The maximum we come from is not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Quincy is one time for the bass. All right. Back in the day we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, 2 stick of milk in Nangan in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick out the.
Good night to you, Kellen. I see you there in the comment stream. I see you reacting. Shout out once again to the Diamond Optical family. Let me turn this music down here. Yes. Shout out once again to the Diamond Optical family. Remember to support them because they support the Voice Note Files podcast. So just head on down to Diamond Optical and let Madonna and the team get you set. School's about to open. You don't want your child not being able to see on the board because they need spectacles or anything like that. So get it done. Get that ticked off your back to school list.
naughty. Mirror upon me foot while the girls them panty. I remember Miss Mackenzie caught me. Ishmael crew turned the class to a party. Copy plenty, sheet in a test. Radwell walk on a puff up in chest. Me and Nesta used to beat on the desk. And note a new singer, deep pop the best in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Use the time with me on a chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell the music running me vain. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Use the time with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the party since in our right now. Still in the game, still in the. Still in the game, I'm 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 still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir. Back in the day, we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick and milk in Nangan in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up your teeth. We didn't kick as the music speak.
After the half hour mark, which is in about 4 minutes, I will let you know what I think about this topic, and I will also share with you some anecdotal stories from my days in high school. I went to a number of different high schools, so I should be safe in speaking about these stories in terms of people won't be able to recognize what I'm talking about. I wouldn't get into detail. I just, you know, give you scenarios of what happened. Yeah, so stay tuned.
That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make. For many years I want sing a calypso, but it's lack of experience. I'm a fan, I intrude a canary and rebel them. This competition was tense. So my first entry in this competition, we gon' call it that don't make sense. I gon' tell you stories and situation, and you judge with a fair conscience. Not forgetting the former commissioner who once sell gun in the country. When I think of Silal and the gun license, I just envision comedy. He coulda seek the minister permission and avoid no publicity, but instead he put the address, sign the letter, and send the letter right back to him. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Tell you.
That don't make. I could sing whole year, but the GPF what take on some like a bashing police. Their job description is protect and serve and occasionally keep the peace.
Well,
but this year come year got different commission and answers like it increase. From the darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without degree. Remember last year shootout with police?
I remember.
When three men die on DC wall. When I hear the police explanation, it didn't make no damn sense at all.
Really?
Between the eyewitness, the police story, the bandits firearms small. Well, they find one gun and they kill three men, but not one bullet touch the car. That don't make sense.
The man has tripped.
That don't make sense. That don't make sense. I know a bus conduct who's promiscuous. He can quest his plenty woman. He said the man to woman ratio is not equally fixing up equation. He said the milkman Joe Bryan and Ram Singh Sharma, them is not competition. But when you lack education, Sharma can say it's a very sad situation. He does boast and brag how we got them. He's a pro, no man take it wrong. He say minibus don't ever work charge up. He's an expert at good.
Okay, all right, it's time for me to put in my 2 cents, my 10 cents, so let's have this discussion. There are lots of cases to be made for and against this, and I guess a traditional moral point is a hell no. I mean, I wouldn't personally allow my 14-year-old child to go dating. Dating is hard enough for grown adults. you know, and dangerous enough also, because there are people that will create, if you're into the online dating thing, create alluring profiles and then lure you to do whatever it is that they do, and it doesn't always end nicely. As adults, even as grown adults, we gotta take caution and be safe and think 4 or 5 steps ahead when we're dating. So imagine placing your child now into this situation. Yes, they may be eager to do it, but I'm from a time when parents did not allow their children to do everything that they were eager to do. I believe that limits should be put in place. However, in putting these limits in place, you don't want to be too stringent. When I said you don't want to be too stringent, I mean you don't want to not have your 14-year-old daughter is unable to talk to boys from her school and these kind of things. What I'm saying that is, growing up in Guyana, going to school, I have seen cases where parents have smothered their children, trying so hard not to let them do things, do a certain thing, trying so hard to keep them on the straight and narrow. They drop the child off at school. They give the child a cell phone. The cell phone is only for them to call the child. No boys can call, no girls can call, and these kind of things. And in their smothering, they drove that child to do something that they should not have done. Now, I know some people out there are going to say that children have their own minds and this and that and whatever. But bear with me. Now imagine you are being restricted, discouraged, prevented from doing, let's say you have your child and daddy or mommy just bake a nice cake and they got it in the bread basket or in the bread bin or in the cupboard. You know, you can smell it. It smells delicious. And they tell you, you can't get it, you can't have cake. They lock the cake away in the cupboard. They check in on you every 5 minutes to make sure you're not interfering with the cake. It's going to make you want that cake all the more bad. And it's going to make you try to find ways and means of getting that cake. It's like the more stringent you are with certain things, the more the child wants to do it. I don't know how much sense that makes. But so, while I would not allow my 14-year-old daughter or son to date, I would definitely allow them some freedom. They could go hang out with their friends and things like that. Now, even in going hang out with friends, there's going to have to be some sort of limits and curfews set in place. Right? So there's going to be that. So the first question is answered flat out. I would not allow my 14-year-old children to go on date. What's the reason for my answer? Because like I said earlier, dating is hard enough for grown people. We face literal dangers when we're dating. Meeting someone new is a completely, it's not like it used to be back in the day. It's completely different. People got all kinds of ulterior motives, right? Your own friends just do some cruel things, man, right? So when should children be allowed to date? I think 18 is a, yeah, 17, 18 seems to be, let's make it a hard 18. 18 seems to be, for me, the sweet spot where my children would be allowed to date. Reason being, by 16 you're out of high school, your responsibilities in the home will be growing, because I am not going to be allowing you to live in my house and you ain't got no responsibilities. I'm going to be preparing you for the real world. So you should be maturing into a responsible young adult. Right? So at 18, I believe it's a reasonable age for them to start dating. Should they even do it? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the only way for us to procreate. We gotta get to know other people, you know, and things like that. So that's my 2 cents, or my 10 cents, however you wanna count it.
Come and knock and scare them. And if you feel the badder than me, download them. Boy, song take mine and compare them. You could hear them, interfere them. Take them pon the cathedral and fear them. I wanna make enough circles around them. Draw 2 triangle, pentagon, square them. Them no badder than me.
No way.
Don't have style like me.
No way.
Can't drain my energy.
No way.
What is to be must be.
No way.
There's only one crazy.
No way.
Not my ability.
No
that's
way.
True. Not even.
Remember to take your children down to Diamond Optical to get their eyes tested and to get them fitted with spectacles if necessary. Diamond Optical is located on the 3rd floor of the City Mall. They currently have their summer sale, summer back to school sale going. 20% off frames for teachers and students. Free strings for students. Contact lens giveaway. Head on down to Diamond Optical and get your children's eyes tested out. You got 6 months to pay back. 6 months credit to pay. That's a ridiculous deal, but you ain't gonna get that no place else. Just go on down to Diamond Optical and say Joel from the Voice Note Files sent you. Diamond Optical supports the Voice Note Files podcast, so as a listener, you should support Diamond Optical too. Their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. You want those children seeing clearly on the blackboard when school opens. You don't want them failing classes because they can't see. Come on, take them down to Diamond Optical. Tomorrow, do it tomorrow.
Shake up the bumper, tell a gal, tell a gal, tell a gal, tell a gal, move. If you can't gyrate, I look at the bumper, man, appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up and wait. Wait, you calculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine nip shake. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it's your life, find you, turn it around.
Listen, your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you.
Hold the crosses behind you, turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
I get busy when the bumper the shaking.
No silicone, no inflating.
When the gal in the dance floor, I penetrating, anticipating.
Waiting,
only natural bumper I'm dating. Look at the haters stand up and hating.
Look at the man, them a line up, anytime you wind up.
Want you, I'm contemplating.
Let's go.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it's your life, find you,
turn it around.
Listen, your man, never mind you,
turn it around.
All of them want sign you.
Hold
the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl,
tell a girl.
Shake up your bumper,
girl.
Shake up your bumper,
girl.
Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl,
tell a girl.
If you can't gyrate, you got the bumper, man, appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up, stand
wait,
up.
Wait,
recalculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine milkshake.
Hold on.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it's your life, find you,
turn it around.
Listen, your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
Got a new voice note message in here from the very first contributor. He is clearing up something he said earlier, so let's have a listen.
Yeah, I guess someone could argue it can use it in other areas, but this is not to say, well, I'm gonna just ask my child, hey, you wanna go for a date? Go on a date, just so I could test something. It all depends on if the child says, okay, I want to this or I want to that. I'm not going to go ahead and just put that specific scenario on the table.
Okay, so I could understand this and it makes some sense. So, back to the music while we wait on more voice notes to come in and messages, of course. It is, we have just about 20 minutes remaining in this podcast. So, yeah, let's see what happens in the next 20 minutes.
Yo, Ken!
The maximum we come from. Is not comedy to music. Uh-huh. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Quincy Ace.
One time for the bass, alright. Back in the day we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick of milk in and gone in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You couldn't hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with Leanna Chain. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow I'm getting. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now, I was a little boy, I was naughty. Mirror upon the foot what the girls them panty. I remember Miss Mackenzie caught me. Ishmael crew turned the class to a party. Copy plenty, sheet in a test. Radwell walk and a puff up in chest. Me and Nesta used to beat on the desk. I know the new singer, the pop the best in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with Leanna Chain. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yes, the day and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now. Still in the game. Still in the. Still in the game. I'm still in the. Still in the game. I'm still in the. Still in the game. I'm still in the. Still in the game, I'm still in the. Still in the game, I'm still in the.
Good night to you, Madonna. Thank you for joining the podcast. How are you tonight?
Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir. Back in the day, we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick and milk in and gone in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up your teeth. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You couldn't hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music run in me vein. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. All right now. Still in the. Still in the game. I'm still in the. Still in the. Still in the game. I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir. Still in the game.
Brutal Tracks, you ready? Things change, eh?
I remember them days.
Remember them days.
Yes, I remember them days.
Remember them days.
Now I hold and whine, took and whine, dip and whine, sips and whine, everybody whine. Let me see you whine while you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine. Now hold and whine, took and whine, dip and whine, sips and whine, everybody whine. Let me see you whine while you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine.
Hear this. Republic,
true.
Everybody used to participate.
For real.
Was the private sector, the government, and the rebels through the gate. We used to represent for all the colors, every nation, culture, and creed. Was one people, one nation, under one flag, that you know we bleed.
That's true.
Now everybody turn spectator, nobody wanna shake their dance. No, so come on, knock on agenda, and the steel band don't turn a prance. Any nation without a culture is a nation without no luck. We got no costume, no float, no parade, and a thousand big party. Chuck the wire, hold and whine, took and whine, dip and whine, sips and whine, everybody whine. Let me see you whine while you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine. Now hold and whine, took and whine, dip and whine, sips and whine, everybody whine. Let me see you whine while you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine.
Well, imagine inside.
we carnival and the playing dancer today. It's like no old soaker, flu Guyanese and the organizer don't care. It's everybody on the side like cricket. They should all get parking ticket. And the music, I can't even take it. You want the rowdy writers, make it. Boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. That is the song. My girl rock it, roll and rock it, everything rock it. While you broke off your back, while you break your spine, no hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine. While you broke off your back, while you break your spine. I remember, remember them days. Yes, I remember, remember them days. I remember, remember them days. Yes, I remember, remember.
Quincy remembers those days. Do you remember the days when you were 14 in high school? What kind of person were you? Would you let your child date your 14-year-old equivalent? That's something to think about.
You broke off your back, while you go break your spine.
Marshall said happiness is the measure of all success. So Quincy is taking on no stress. Alright.
I just free all my demons, celebrate life. A blue pig name, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take me friend them advice. I just want to live my life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who said that they don't like me, father, so you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. I'm coming for you, have some fun, I never intend to bust through, cause can't pull me down. I drink full shots already and my chest is beginning to bust, can't pull me down. I make two steps to home and I scatter and I just fall down, can't pull me down. Could I be Jesus? No one criticize you. Try seal them out with two crazy glue. They calling your name from Jartung to Linden. I never talk about the good things you do. I'm just speaking my mind, I've no time to play. They even tell people crazy is gay. Well, you is the one who come out the closet. I just use wardrobe every day. You can't pull me down. I come in free, have some fun. I never intend to bust through, cause can't pull me down. I drink two shots already and my chest is beginning to bust. Can't pull me down. Make two steps to home and I scat and I just fall down. Can't pull me down, pull me down. I just free all my demons, celebrate life. I blow pig knee, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take me friend them advice. I just want live me life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who said that they don't like me, father, say you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. Come if we have some fun, I never intend to bust through, cause can't pull me down. I drink full shot already and my chest is beginning to burn, can't pull me down. I make two steps to home and I scat and I just fall down, can't pull me. Pull me, pull me. Could I never, ever, 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 can't pull me down. Never, ever, ever, can't pull me down. No matter who they try, no matter who they cry, no matter who they lie, they can't pull me down. No matter who they do, they man they cool. No matter who they can't pull me down.
Everybody dressed on green on the road. Put on your best gun, green on the road. All of the kids, them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival food. Don't throw the garbage, them move a road. And 592, we can rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food.
Take a wine.
Don't take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them shine on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them shine on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
before we go into the street. See the boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street. And ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street. And somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame band them turn up the heat. To tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wipe on the road.
No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road. For the day that the band is time on the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road. For the day that the band is time on the road.
Design for the road.
Put on your costume, going on the road. Everybody dressed on, going on the road. Put on your best gun, going on the road. All of the kids, them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival code. Don't throw the garbage, them move a road. And 592, we can rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food.
Road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them time on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road.
All of the bands, them time on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
One for the road.
Road took a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road.
All of the bands have time on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
Wine on the road. Took a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road.
All of the bands have time on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
Alright, we don't seem to have any more voice notes or messages coming in, so I think I will terminate the program here for tonight. Let me see. My phone has some notification going here. Oh, look at that. Just when I was about to terminate the program, we have a text message in from one of our contributors. She says... Oh, no, she doesn't say. Alright, so we're ending it here tonight. You guys do have a very safe evening. Do enjoy your night. Sleep well. Rested and refreshed for tomorrow. I will be here again on Wednesday at 9:30. Hopefully I'm better rested and more prepared for the next podcast. Thank you for joining me and putting up with me. Do enjoy your night.
Spork in the neighborhood. So right now.